Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I am super excited to welcome Freddie D'Angelo Studios to the show. They are now a proud sponsor, and if you don't know Freddie D'Angelo Studios, they are a full-service media production company based out of St. Louis and serving clients worldwide. Where if you can dream it, they can create it. Check out FDS all over your social media. You can get involved with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out freddiedangelo.com for all your video and photo needs. If you haven't met Freddie yet, you've probably seen him around shows or seen some of his work online. He's just been doing some amazing things with his camera. So get involved. Check it all out. Again, freddiedangelo.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
I'm Olivia.
And I'm Emma.
We're the Bernie Sisters, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from Columbia, Missouri, hanging out at Palin Music with the Bernie Sisters.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us on here.
This is very exciting. This is our first time meeting and getting to hang out. This is something I'm going into 2018, what I said online a while back, and I was just telling you all that I wanted to incorporate more from Columbia. I've been up here a couple times or caught up with some people in St. Louis, but I've had like Decadent Nation and Violin and the Undercurrents and a couple other friends from, you know, the area that on the show, and there's a lot of great music coming out of Columbia, so I just wanted to document more of it and get up here and hang out. So I was like, I've been keeping an eye on you two, what you've been up to, and I'm like, this is amazing stuff. I wanted to come meet you and getting to talk about the new EP and all the fun stuff you got going on. So thanks for doing this.
Yeah, totally.
You all just played last night at
the Rocheport General Store. Yeah, we love that place. It's so cool. Yeah, they have great food, and they're just so cute, and there were so many friends that came out. It was awesome.
Yeah, I was watching a little bit of the live feed Mom was sharing, so it was it was fun to you know, just to get to be a part of the show, even though I'm, you know, an hour away or whatever. So
yeah,
it was fun. Like I said, you all do have a brand new EP just a couple months ago or something. Or
December 15th is when we released it.
Yeah,
it's got four songs, and it's so cool because it's like our first EP.
Yeah,
it's awesome to hear our music produced like that. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it's gotta be super exciting to get it out of the way. Like, how, you know, here it is, and four songs, all available now, and it's streaming on Spotify. But BernieSistersMusic.com, you can head over there and check it out. And is there physical copies available and stuff at shows and things?
Actually, we have a few copies over at Vinyl Renaissance downtown.
There you go.
So you guys can go check those out there too.
Yeah, and we wanted to share some of the songs. Give you a little sneak peek at what YouTube been up to on the show here today. And one song you guys wanted to share was the title track, which is "Running Away."
Yeah.
Anything you wanted to share around this song?
We've been talking about Blue Jay because they're amazing, amazing band from here. And their banjo player, Josh Deal, he came down to the studio and played banjo for us on a couple of tracks on there, and that's one of the tracks. excuse me. He's just amazing for doing that, and it just like kind of transformed the whole song. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
You.
know a lot of times you two play as the duo, but I mean, on the record is a full sound, full arrangement. You got a lot of background, you know, players and stuff with you and things. So it's really a fantastic album.
Thank you.
I really like
Thank
it
you
a
very
lot.
Much.
Yeah. So would you where did you all record this at?
With Kevin Gates studio in Springfield.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes. It's called Reach Audio. Yeah.
It's actually the same place that Blue Jay recorded, and Blue Jay is our inspiration. They're so cool. We just want to be just like them. Awesome.
But, yeah, shout out to Blue Jay. Like I said, it was kind of, those are, they're definitely on the list of guys I want to meet up here and get to know more about, so.
Yeah.
And that's cool that Josh played on the record as well. So
yeah. He also played at the CD release party on that one song. That was really cool.
Yeah, nice. I was wondering how, if you know, being, obviously hearing the larger arrangements, if how often you guys got to do that, you know, more of a full band sound and stuff.
Yeah. So at certain venues like the Blue Note and Rose Music Hall, we play with the band. Mm-hmm. So just bigger venues.
Right.
But we have Kevin Jerez, which is, okay, he is amazing. We love him. He's our vocal coach. He teaches us music theory, and he plays keyboard for us at our bigger shows, and he's super awesome. And then we have, like, Jackie Branscombe, and she's amazing. We love her so much. We met her through Jane Review that Violet put on. She does drums, and that's super cool. And then Brian Kay on bass.
Yeah.
So it's just like the best band because they're all like super cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Nice. So we're talking about, like you're saying, this was the debut EP, and I don't really know a ton of the backstory and stuff. But how long has this Bernie Sisters been going? I mean, like, you guys have been writing these songs for quite a while, or how's
I've been writing for about a year, like since January last year, pretty much, is when I started writing.
Yeah, and is this just something you just decided you were going to do, or is it something you just found that you noticed you had a knack for, that it was just something that came pretty easy, or how do you discover that you can write songs like this?
I honestly have no idea. I just put some words together and some rhymes and stuff.
Well, we actually, we were doing an album with a local artist in town. His name's Rocket Kirshner. And he was doing a kids album. And so he wanted us to be on that because he came over for Christmas one time, and we started singing with him. And he's like, wow, I kind of want these girls on my album. So, yeah. We thought he was joking, but he put us on his album. So.
Yeah.
That was super cool. And we were like, actually, I really like doing this. So we started.
Yeah.
That's the first time you really started singing as a...
Yeah, pretty much. Our mom taught us harmonies and how to sing because she's like a singer herself. She likes to sing around the house and stuff like that. So yeah, we owe our voices to her.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, because, like, even on this EP for younger girls like yourself, like, I was listening to the lyrics, and, I mean, there's some pretty heavy stuff, a lot of, especially I was thinking that we mentioned off mic, but a song, Plastic, on here, I feel like it's a very powerful message and something... inspirational for young women, you know, like being that you don't have to try to fit in to be cool and all this stuff, just to,
right.
You know, so it's a great, great message, and to hear, you know, somebody like yourself writing these lyrics like that, and and kind of being, like I said, an inspiration for other young girls to listen to and stuff. So, I mean, is that crazy to you? Like, to think that you're like other girls would be listening and looking up to you already and like
I think that's really, really cool.
That's
like
awesome.
That's amazing. I wrote that song because I feel like a lot of young women are pressured into wearing something or trying to be something. And if you're trying to be like everybody else, like, nobody's gonna think you're different. Like, nobody's going to single you out because you're just like everybody else. You're just gonna like meld with everybody else and just like, I just want people to realize that they don't have to do that. Like, they can they can just be themselves, just like weird than is the new cool. Sure. Like just yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I'm quite a bit older, but even when I was going through school, like I didn't worry about like trying to fit into a certain group. I had friends at all kinds of different groups, and
right.
I was involved in sports. I wrote for the school paper. I was also in business stuff with like FBLA and DECA and all this. Like, so I was like had all these different groups of friends, and like
yeah.
It's like you don't have to be with the jocks or whatever. It's
right.
Like mm-hmm. It's like just be who you are, and people are going to appreciate that. I think just
right.
Be true to yourself. So
yeah,
don't be plastic.
Exactly.
There it is.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a great song, and like this whole EP was really well done. And another song that I really liked was Constellations. I guess it was a single you all released also.
Yes. Yeah, that was the single release.
We actually recorded that one with the Ward Brothers in Tulsa. So
yeah.
Different
oh, wow.
studio, but
yeah.
they're awesome too. And that song was just. Was our first recording, which was so cool because just hearing our music
sure.
like produced like that, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I think that would that's got to be, incredible thing. Just to something you started on paper or an acoustic guitar, and all of a sudden you see like the finished product, this
yeah.
the song and this giant arrangement on it and stuff, and that's got to be a very cool moment. So
yeah.
Like I said, we're just getting started. You all were saying you have some a lot more songs and a lot more things coming up. So we do have you were telling me something about Gaslight. You working with them in St. Louis?
Yes, Gaslight Studios. We just signed with them to be doing recordings with them. Like a 10-song album that should be released sometime in May. That's really, really exciting to have like a full album, like the full 10 songs.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see what like Gaslight's like sound and stuff is, because like we've already heard some of the recordings and stuff, and it's like really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the whole feel of the place. It's really like stripped down, like authentic,
sure.
just acoustic. I just really like the feel of it.
Yeah, it's a great spot. They big part of my show for quite a while, and so they were helping sponsor the show, and all good friends of mine over there. And but yeah, they got a cool thing happening for sure. And
yeah, they do.
And actually this morning, our friend Matt leaked me some video. You all did a Gaslight session over there as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he leaked me a little snippet of what you were working on over there. So those videos will be coming out soon too. So another really cool thing that they do over there is with all that. So
yeah,
check out the Gaslight Sessions videos if you haven't done so.
Yeah,
yeah.
Keep an eye out for Bernie Sisters sessions coming soon.
Yeah.
excuse me. They you also mentioning the Runaway EP available everywhere right now. You can head over and pick that up. But another song you wanted to share was a song titled "Say It to My Face."
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that one?
This kind of has like I don't know what would you say
Latin-y feel.
Yeah. But it's super cool because it's just not our style. It's not what we usually do, but it's just showing people that, hey, we can like do like more than just this.
Right.
You can't just put us in a box.
Yeah.
And, like, we're this genre.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're like everything. We still don't know what we are.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't mind.
and I mean, and I think that's important too. Also, not to be in a box, not to know who you are, because I mean, you want to identify who you are in your sound, but in the same sense, you want to be able to go do different stuff. You know, and all always sound the same. You know, like so, I think like this song in particular, like felt very current though too. Like it felt like Meghan Trainor or Elle King or something, you know, a lot of these girls and some of that, you know, stuff like that they're doing. And so I don't know if those any of them are influences or anything, but like with stuff like that, like there's a lot of great pop music, the similar sounds and stuff. So but the horn on that on there also sounds cool.
Actually at our CD release party we had we had horns like come up and play with us.
It was really cool.
You also playing speaking of other friends, we mentioned Blue Jay and some of these friends, you guys are playing Blue Jay's release party, about release parties. Got a couple live dates coming up. You first playing February 15th with Emmy Sunshine over at Rose Music Hall.
Yes.
And then also February 23rd, you'll be back there at Rose with Blue Jay for their release party.
Yeah.
And you said for our friends, the K Brothers, are also there?
Yes.
Yep.
Nice.
Finishing out the night.
Yeah, it's going to be a great party.
Excited and so proud of Blue Jay that they're friendly. Like, they have a full album now.
Yeah.
We're going to be listening to it in the car all the time.
All the time.
I don't know. It's cool for me, like that too. That you're playing Rose. You're playing. You played Blue Note for the
Folk Fest.
A couple of weeks ago or whatever, a week ago. That's gotta be such a cool thing too. Like just already playing these giant stages like that.
So much fun. Like we before the Folk Fest, we played one song with the Jane Doe Review, just like me, her, and another young lady named Lucy Goldberg that sang harmony with us. And we just sang one song there, but it was really cool to have like the full band with us and like be playing a whole set like of our music. It was really cool, and it seemed like our sound was received well by everybody out in the crowd.
Because we are big fans of the Ava Brothers. Like, that's all we talk about. That's all we listen to. And we get to go to their concert in March. But what was cool about the Folk Fest is we were... Usually when we say, does anybody know the Ava Brothers? It's like, cricket. Nobody knows them. But at the Folk Fest, we were like, does anybody know the Ava Brothers? I swear everyone in there was like yelling.
Sure.
Literally the whole room was like screaming. We
were like, yes, please. This is our kind of venue.
Yeah, it was.
The stickers.
Oh.
Tell them what you do with the sticker there.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we saw the Ava Brothers sticker, like, in the back, because they have, like, this whole wall where they put stickers on. So their sticker was like right there, and we put ours like right next to it. We were just like,
she took a picture. She's like, Ava Brothers and Bernie sisters. Anyway.
Yeah, we're best friends.
Yeah. I'm the same. My buddy Cody Henry plays with Funky Butt Brass Band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he plays sousaphone, and he's got his the back of the sousaphone all decked out in stickers. And he has a Rock Paper Podcast sticker right next to the Urge sticker, which makes me very happy because they're one of my favorites. So I totally can relate to that. You know, it's just exciting to see your name next to somebody else's like that. And so it's a very cool moment. Mm-hmm. But is that so? Walking out on the stage of like the Blue Note or something like that. I mean, is that you nervous at all for that? Or
surprisingly not. Yeah. Honestly, I'm just really excited for it. Like anymore, I'm not really afraid when I go up on stage. I'm just really excited. Like, I'm just really happy to be performing, really happy to be like singing for people. It's just so much fun, and just more happy than nervous.
Right.
Yeah. The only time I remember being like super, super scared was when we played in Kansas City at Knuckleheads.
Oh yeah.
Because Mickey Movies, they're just like so good, and we were like, what? Why are we here? But they're just so amazing. There was like 700 to 800 people out in the crowd, and it was like, wow.
Yeah.
But once I got on stage, I was like, fine.
That's another great room over there, Knuckleheads. I've been to a couple of really great shows over there, and it's one of my favorite spots to visit when I can make it up there.
Yeah.
Right. So JJ Gray and Mofro up there a while back, and Anderson East opened up, and it was really a great night.
So, yeah, awesome.
It's kind of crazy for that because, like, you know, Anderson East now is like taking off. Like at the time, I knew his name, but you know, it wasn't as much nationally in things. But he had quickly, a lot of things are happening for him right now. So
yeah,
I think he's headlining Blue Note here in a couple weeks.
Really?
And,
awesome.
And he's dating Miranda Lambert. So
So
all kinds of he's doing pretty well for himself. Yeah,
so, that's cool.
Yeah. But Knucklehead's another great spot. I imagine that would be pretty wild though to step out on that stage too. Yeah. So I just can't. I mean, for me, it's just this is all hard to believe. Like to go from not performing and then all year later, you got a record and you're on the stage of Blue Note and all this. I mean, it's just like this is crazy stuff. Like
it's so amazing because like. Columbia, this little town with so much amazing like live music, and like we just started posting our snippets and we're just like, hi, we're here.
Yeah.
And like everybody was just like welcomed us with open arms, and it's really cool. Everybody in the Columbia music scene is so supportive, and just we've made so many like amazing friends and this year. It's really, really cool.
Yeah. I feel the same way about St. Louis. I've been trying to get myself more into the Columbia scene, like I was saying. I feel the same way in St. Louis. Like, very similar feel to them. They're both a lot of people just want to work together and collaborate and help each other out and, like, just, you know. And it's not like... it's not a very like business thing, you know. People aren't just trying to look out for themselves. Everybody wants to just have fun and make great music and have a good time, put on some good shows. And so there's like I feel like both St. Louis and Columbia have really great things going on right now. So it's exciting times for music, right? So
yeah.
Is there going into like 2018? I mean, obviously we mentioned going partner up with Gaslight, and we're gonna record a record there, and which is super exciting. Is there Is there more we want to do? Like, I mean, as far as like getting out touring or anything, is that something?
I was just gonna say that touring would be really, really cool. I mean, we've been talking to Blue Jay about possibly touring like this year. That would be really, really amazing.
Yeah. Is that something? I guess would have to be for summer. Are you still in school, or how's that work?
We're homeschooled.
Homeschooled, okay.
So, gives us a lot of flexibility.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would. Then you can just have class on the road and stuff.
Yeah.
Too,
so,
That would be exciting. I think to get out there and just to see, you know, how other people respond to this music and stuff. It'd be a lot of fun to make some new Burning Sister fans out there. So
yeah. Another goal of mine for this year is to write and collaborate with as many artists as I can, as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that I saw that you do have a music video out there? Is that you want to do some more videos and?
Well, we're planning on doing a music video with Carl Busson. Do you know him?
I don't think I know Carl.
He does photography for the K Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're kind of discussing it.
Yeah.
We don't know yet. So
actually, we do know. Cool. In February is when we're getting together.
Oh, that's awesome!
No idea. Okay.
So excited.
You had some was it Bradley in that video? Was that?
Yeah. Bradley and his girlfriend was like the main.
As your actors and stuff. And
yeah.
Alec Davis from the Alec Davis Band and Tanner Jones from the Comancheros as well.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, so that's another thing, just getting to put your friends in your music videos and all, you know, whatever it is. It's nice to have those connections to be able to call on some friends.
I mean, and like if you do play music like in Columbia and you like recognize those people and you're just like laughing because like you know them. And,
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I see some of my friends, like, they'll do videos, you know, and like, it's just fun to spot those people that you recognize in the backgrounds and things like that. It's just a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, that I don't know. I think that would be a lot of fun, though. Just like I said, get on the road and see what happens to these songs, and then continue writing and stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Is that Emma? Do you write? Do you get to write any lyrics, or you just play?
I just arrange and do harmony and stuff like that. But she does all the songs.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't know if that was something you ever wanted to write to or
no,
something.
No, I tried.
Going to work on helping her.
Yeah. They'll collaborate.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I know you play. You play guitar, and Olivia plays ukulele and stuff. Yeah. Is it you play any other instruments, or is it just?
I play some banjo, and I play ukulele, and I play a little bit of keyboard, and play bass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I just play a teensy bit of banjo. It's just, it's really, really fun to play banjo.
Is that, would you like to, is that a goal, learn another instrument or anything like that? Or are you in?
Well, my goal is to know just, like, tons of instruments and just be, like, good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Lots of people have been saying I need to learn guitar, so I should probably learn guitar. But I probably want to learn banjo first. I love banjo. It's really, really fun. I don't know what, like, is different about it than anything else, but it's really fun.
Right. Well, and I don't know. I mean, obviously there's a guitar in the band, but hearing you on mandolin, I think, is something a little different. Or
ukulele.
Or ukulele, sorry. Yeah, ukulele. Yeah. Something a little different, you know, because, like, not a whole lot of people. I mean, everybody's playing guitar. It seems like there's a guitar in a lot of bands. So, something a little unique to set you apart too. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it would be fun to just to hear some different, you know, as far as thinking long term, hearing a lot, you know, more different arrangements and different stuff you could do with songs and things like that. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I think it's cool. We're here. We're, like I said, we're here at Palin Music, and we're surrounded by all these beautiful guitars and different things. Like, it's just it's cool. Cool backdrop for this podcast for sure. Like, just seeing all these expensive toys.
Yeah. You can talk about your relationship to Palin too. We've been here for years.
Yeah, we've been here for
second home. I started when I was 4 or 5, playing violin. We've just known them forever, and they're like family to us. Yeah. And we just want to thank them for everything they've done, because without them, I don't think we'd be here. So they're super cool. But
so you started with violin lessons here soon?
Yes. Yeah. I took violin for 4 or 5 years. But
you've taken a little piano here, guitar here.
I took piano, I took vocal. Lessons. She took vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're just amazing, and I just want to thank them for everything.
Nate White was the manager, and he still works here, and he's written a song with Olivia, actually, that hasn't been heard yet, so that might be on the album as well.
Yeah. Well, you did, we got that one, maybe, and then you all just released last night a little, Thursday snippets.
Yeah, but that was a Friday snippet.
Leak happened to be on Friday. But, but you released leaked a little live performance of a brand new song called Happier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounded really great. I like that a lot, and I'm be excited to hear how that one sounds. Maybe when we get it to the studio and stuff. And
I think I wrote that song about Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's nuts. I don't know. All this blows my mind. Like I said, I don't write. I wrote for school paper. Did a little bit of that kind of stuff. But like, as far as being creative, I can't play guitar. I can't, you know, sing or do anything. I can sing along with the radio a little bit, but you know, just like. But to see somebody like that, you know, Tuesday to, you know, Friday, you already got the song pretty much laid out and ready to go. You got harmonies working on already and all this stuff. And, like, it's just, I don't know, that's just crazy to me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, that's, it says, is that something, with doing that Thursday snippet, is that something that, like, you, is that a writing tool for you? Like, to push yourself to write something new for every Thursday or something like that? Or
not really. I mean, a lot of Thursdays we actually do, like, covers and stuff. Like, we have a full, like, I would say, two-hour repertoire, like, right now of, like, actually good stuff. But, like, what was I gonna say? We just put originals on there as we go.
Right.
Like, if we're not gonna do a cover, then we'll do that. So
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you like to cover up as far as your live shows? You said Ava Brothers. Do you do an Ava Brothers cover in there?
Yes, we do like two or three.
Yeah.
I really love. I've been getting into folkier bands, like folk indie, like Shaky Graves and Wild Child. They're actually coming through Columbia. On April 18th. Yeah, like the Staves and the Wild Reeds. They're amazing and I love their music.
We also cover an L. King song.
Yeah.
Everyone says her voice sounds like L. King, so I'm like,
yeah.
But they also do things like Johnny Cash and Elvis and, I mean, just a lot of other stuff too. It's all over the map, kind of eclectic mix.
I like that stuff too. Like hearing, you know, like I said, Elvis or Johnny Cash, hearing something like that you've heard as a male vocal and hearing female vocals on it and stuff, like, that always really intrigues me. And, like, also how the interpretation of the, you know, the same exact lyrics, but they take on a whole new meaning coming from somebody like yourself or somebody, you know, compared to Johnny Cash or whatever it is, you know, right. It's like, maybe not always, but, like, in some cases, like, it can totally change the feeling of a song and stuff. And I think Johnny's actually a great example of that when he covered Nine Inch Nails, you know, Hurt and stuff, like, so.
I love the song.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's a classic cover, but, you know, from the lyrics are still the same, obviously, but it just totally put so much more emotion into it when he slowed it down and sang his version of it. And so I think that's a really cool thing with music, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you can come out to Rose Music Hall and see the Burney Sisters live on February 15th with Emmy Sunshine, February 23rd with the Blue Jay CD release party.
Yes.
And every second Thursday, you are in Jeff City at the Mission. Is that right?
Right. Yes.
And you can follow along with everything on Facebook and Instagram and BernieSistersMusic.com.
Yep. And now we have a Snapchat.
Oh, yeah?
That's just Bernie Sisters.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you said there's the YouTube channel as well. You can...
Yeah, we need to update that. Just remind me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work being an artist or being a figure today. Like, you gotta have all the different things. Everybody wants their, you know, you gotta have the website going, the Facebook, and all that. It's like it's a lot of work.
Yeah, so, all the things.
Yeah. But this has been awesome. I've really enjoyed getting to meet you too and getting to share some of this music. And I wish you nothing but the continued success. I'm super pumped to hear this next record, because like I said, I love the first one a lot. So I'm excited to see kind of just how the growth and see what goes in, you know, how this continues to evolve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having us on here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Maybe next time, and maybe we can we'll do some live acoustic jamming or something. Do something.
Totally. Yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun. Maybe we can link up again before the next record comes out or something. So
totally, yeah.
But awesome. But thanks, girls. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area in the Dot Zach building. go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff along the throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.